For many South Africans, the thought of setting money aside might feel like a luxury they simply can't afford. Today, we're going to dive into exactly why saving isn't just a good idea, but is one of the most powerful tools you have to take control of your financial future. So let's break it down and see how building that safety net can change everything. We're joined, as usual, by Adrian Pask, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth, and we're going to discuss today the subject of savings. Welcome back, Adrian, and thanks for joining us. Let's start off. Tell us, how does saving money become the cornerstone of your financial independence, which we know everybody is trying to achieve?
Hi, Kieran, and hello to everybody listening in as well. Yeah, I think maybe first and foremost, you know, some of these terms that we sometimes use in our discussions sound quite similar. So we've spoken before about financial freedom. In this case, we're talking about financial independence, which might sound quite similar, but they're actually quite different and distinct things. So financial freedom is more about not being reliant on a job for income. So you've accumulated savings to an extent that you are completely free from any money worries. This financial independence concept, though, is a bit closer to where the average South African would find themselves, or which is a more realistic goal, if I can put it that way. And this is about not being reliant on anybody, particularly in either for a stress event in your life, or even thinking longer term. So if a crisis hits, who do you phone for support? Do you phone parents? Do you phone kids? Do you go to the bank? That's not financial independence. So typically what you need to be able to do is to fall onto your safety net. So some interesting work that's been done before in 2023 by the South African Reserve Bank, they published a report that indicated 45% of South Africans cannot even cover 5,000 rand of emergency expense without borrowing it from someone or somewhere. And this is really the conundrum that we're talking about today. So what is the cornerstone of getting yourself into that position of financial independence, not having to rely on someone else? It all starts with saving. And this ties in nicely with the theme for the month, that is National Savings Month. So a good time to have this conversation. So it's not just about the safety net, however. Like I mentioned, it's not just about the immediate stresses. It's also about your future stresses. What's going to happen one day when you retire? Will you have a sufficient amount of capital available to be financially independent then, or will you have to borrow then? So it goes back to financial accumulation and saving for your future crisis as well. Some other research that's published that speaks to these concerns is a survey that was done by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, the FSCA, and they found in 2024 that 68% of South Africans cite money as a significant stressor for them. So that's a very clear sign that there isn't sufficient financial independence in South Africa at the moment.
That is interesting that half of the people in South Africa couldn't lay their hands on a spare 5,000 rand in an emergency. That's quite alarming. I mean, if you think back to 2020, the COVID shutdowns, the pandemic, it was clear those people who had modest savings, they were able to weather the storm better than those who were just living paycheck to paycheck. And I guess that leads to the next question, which is timing. Why does starting to save early make such a big difference when it comes to long-term financial success? And I suppose we should really discuss the issue of compounding here.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's probably the most important component because ultimately, you know, I've had some of these conversations with people before, even in part of my own family. And the hard reality that faces most South Africans is that you've got to essentially make a choice. Do you want to rather tighten the belt when you're young, or do you want to tighten the belt when you're old and frail and more vulnerable? You can't have it both ways. You can't spend money indiscriminately in younger years and still expect to live well when you're older. So to our minds, it makes more sense to rather start early, live a little bit more frugally now, and save first and make sure that you're going to be in a position where you can be financially successful going forward. And success is different for anybody. But from the base where we are now, where most people are failing, success is not about being the next millionaire or billionaire or whatever your aspirations are. It's about making sure that you can have this financial independence that we're referring to. So to have that financial success, it starts with saving a little bit, saving more frequently. And really how this is really helpful is the compounding effect that you refer to. And that's really critical. If you think about it like this, essentially, you can double your retirement savings that you've put aside if you start 10 years earlier. So if you start at 35 versus 25, that's the difference. And you don't need to change anything else in terms of how aggressive you need to be or how aggressively you need to save. It's literally just about starting a bit earlier. And that doubles your retirement savings right there. And it's largely to do with the compounding effect within your accumulated savings base. So that reduces your future savings burden to a large extent because you don't have to play catch up and put yourself under stress into the future. So ultimately, the sooner you save, the less work you have to do. So it's a bit like if you were to build a house or any project for that matter. The sooner you start, the less stress there will be later, the less work you have to do to catch up. And this is exactly the same.
There's quite a lot of study around the subject of savings. In 2020, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, they put out a report showing that young South Africans with savings were more likely to pursue higher education or to start businesses. And I guess a lot of people would be a little bit daunted by this. Taking control of your finances, it sounds simple, but it can be a very powerful navigator for your life. Let's take a closer look at this, why taking control of finances is an empowering step for anybody.
No, no, absolutely. I think you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, if you start in a position where there's very little savings, you're completely dependent on other people to help. Your mindset's completely in a different space. You're living month to month. You're not thinking about opportunities. You're not thinking about, funding education either for yourself or your children. You're just literally trying to make ends meet. By taking control of the situation and starting somewhere, saving a little, is incredibly empowering because it will unlock opportunities at some point going forward where people can consider these things that they think unimaginable at this point in time. All of a sudden, you have these opportunities where you can send a child to school for further education. You can maybe start a new little business on the side to further your income, etc. So it puts you in a much more positive position. It also puts you in a position where you can actually break that debt cycle. So if you've got existing debts, now all of a sudden you're in a position where you can get out of that debt cycle, start saving, investing more, and get compound interest to work in your favor. Because remember, the problem with debt is it's essentially compound working against you. Because if you're paying interest on something else, that compounding that you get out of your savings, if you're lucky enough to save, is now being paid to the bank who's making the compound interest through the loan. And you don't want to be in that position. You want to be in the position where you've got a positive balance that's going towards saving and that's growing. So I think that's really the most important component. It's just putting yourself in that position where you're on the front foot, changing your mindset, and that ultimately leads you to think longer term, more opportunistically. And you can tell that's a much less stressful situation to be in. Your long-term success turns around. And I think people sometimes wait for these lottery ticket type of events to change their lives. But ultimately, what you need to do is just start early, start small, be disciplined, and give it time. And I think people will be surprised about how powerful that can be over time. It can really be life-changing.
Now, let's talk about sporadic versus consistent payments. A lot of people think, well, you know, some months I just don't have anything spare. I don't have that spare 1,000 Rand. So what I'll do is I'll do every 3 months or every 6 months or maybe once a year when I get a bonus. So tell us what the difference is between making these sporadic payments or being consistent and doing a monthly disciplined payment into your savings account.
Yeah, I think it becomes I think it's more about discipline and the power of habits and putting yourself in a position where you've got these powerful habits. It's a bit like, I think, you know, we're all there from time to time when you're trying to lose a little bit of weight. and you tend to go on these fad diets and you lose a bit of weight, and before you know it, you've picked it up again. And that's very similar in that respect. You maybe put a little bit of money aside, and before you know it, you're back into a tight spot and you have to lean on that money again. That's not really good discipline. What you should rather do, if I can use the analogy again, is rather change your lifestyle habits, get into a diet or a routine that you can sustain over time and be disciplined about without, you know, sort of derailing your entire lifestyle. Get to something that's quite disciplined in nature, because that then becomes something that isn't, you know, sort of as and when, because it's always tough. There's always something happening. There's always something that needs to be paid, always something that happens, etc. So if you do it on the mindset of, I know this is important, I do what I can when I can, the when I can really never arrives, or even when it does, it's not sustained, or you lean on that money. If you go into this with a mindset of, this is really important for me as a discipline, I need to put some money aside monthly. I'm going to do something that I can manage. It might be a bit of a stretch, but I think I can sustain it over time, and I'll contribute monthly to this. As a discipline, that's better. Funny enough, there's also some very good research that shows mathematically it also sort of goes into your favor, because it smooths out market volatility. You tend to rand cost average into markets, which makes the investment journey a little bit more palatable. There's less volatility through that kind of a strategy. So a lot of psychology in this as well. I recall that there was a study through the University of Cape Town that they concluded in 2022, is that just from a behavioral finance perspective, they found, like, if you do automated savings or disciplined savings, things that are just scheduled, like a debit order, the probability of success is significantly more or higher than what it would be if you follow a sporadic plan. So the real risk with these lump sum investments is purely just that people don't sustain it. And that's really the important part of what we're talking about, starting early and sticking to the plan.
Right, let's tie this all together. This is a question of consistency that seems to work out better than just making sporadic payments. And it's also a question of delaying gratification. Not always easy, because there's always temptations to go on a holiday next weekend, go on a long weekend somewhere. That's really where the discipline comes in. Maybe just put this all in a bow for us and explain what good savings habits look like.
Yeah, I think it revolves around creating a discipline around it through the process of building a routine. And actually, the financial services industry has made this incredibly easy for us, if you think about it. A monthly debit order is something that has been possible for the longest period of time. And that really speaks to the kind of discipline that people should be thinking about. Do some work in terms of what you can afford. Don't overreach, but also try and do as much as what you can, and try and think of yourself in 20 years' time and how grateful you will be to yourself for following this process. Another way of thinking about it is, say, for example, and don't get me wrong, if you need a car, you need a car. If your car's broken, it needs to be fixed. Those things are there. But what we do see is there's temptations. I mean, marketing teams are putting forward new ideas and new temptations all the time. And you look at someone else driving a fancy car and you think, wow, that looks amazing. But what you should be thinking about is, say, for example, the car costs R500,000. Cars aren't cheap these days. But then you should ask yourself, do I really need it? And what I'm spending R500,000 on a car. What is this R500,000 really worth? It's R500,000 in my hand today. It's actually R1,000,000 in 7 years' time, or maybe it's R20,000,000 in 40 years' time. And now make the decision. If you had to choose a car today, or if you could choose R20,000,000 in 40 years' time, which is going to make you happiest? And there's a sense of accomplishment in that, and you need to think forward about this. And I mean, some of these numbers might not seem like, how do you get R500,000 to R20,000,000? But if you do the calculations of what the growth is that you need to sustain to get to that amount, that is what people generate through their savings account, and that is the type of money that you can put aside for yourself if you are disciplined around it and follow good routines and habits. So just always thinking in terms of that instant gratification, what is this really costing me in terms of opportunity cost? I think that's really important. And then saying, okay, I can see this is where I want to go. This is really the vision that I have for my own savings. And this is a priority for me. I'm going to put a routine down. I'm going to stick to it. I know where I'm going. And I think that purpose and that higher ambition or goal and being really clear in terms of what you're really working towards and how important that is really what anchors the whole plan and sort of keeps you on the rails in terms of being disciplined.
Fascinating discussion on good savings habits. Thank you very much once again, Adrian Pask, Chief Investment Officer at PSG Wealth.
Thanks, Kieran. Thanks, everybody listening in. I hope you found it helpful.